Good evening. I will now call the January 8th, 2024 Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Are there any changes to the agenda this evening?
Not at this time, Mr. Chairman.
Motion to approve the agenda?
Chairman.
Make a motion to approve the...
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr.?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
An aye too. So a vote of 5-0, the agenda is approved. Approval of minutes for November 6, 2023.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes for November 6, 2023.
Motion and...
Second.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye.
An aye too. So with that, the minutes for November 6, 2023 are approved. Findings of fact for November 6, 2023.
Mr. Chairman, I motion to approve the findings of fact for November 6, 2023.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson? Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Werfel?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
An aye. So a vote of 5-0, the findings of fact November 6, 2023 are approved. Mr. Sharp?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening and to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest. Hearings are subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, take directions from the chairman. Unruly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County and zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, identity, or source of income. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will announce the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present, explain their request and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the applicant. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the table in the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted upon or tabled for consideration at a future meeting. If you're here for a case to listen on our old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening or to remain online to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. These proceedings are available to be viewed live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that that decision will not be final until the written findings of fact are approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written decision and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we ask that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting. And just so that you know, when you're up to the podium, there is a button that you would hit for the microphone, and it should show up with a light there indicating that your microphone is on. So just be aware of that when you're speaking. Thank you.
Old business?